Hello everybody, Brian here from quantlabs.net. Today I'm going to show you some new additions. Actually, I brought back these reports back into the fold. Today I'm going to show you both the Forex and the CFDs using Awanda data. If you ever become a member of mine on the analytics, just come into your analytics dashboard. In here you will find two dashboards, Forex, analytics table and charts systematically generated, and also going to do the same thing with CFDs. First, we're going to look at the Forex dashboard. So hopefully you're familiar with it, but the new additions that I've added are at the bottom here under alerts. From time to time, you'll get very confused. I don't know. Maybe I should. Your forecasting is not that good when you're guessing and your hunches are not good. I've tried it 2 days ago and it flopped. So therefore, what we're using, and I've shown this before, is to be able to use harmonic patterns, be it butterflies, Gartleys, bats, crabs, whatever, bullish, bearish. We can then find what works and what doesn't work, and then be able to, the beginning I purposely put this to be extra noisy to find out what works, what doesn't work, and then take out the stuff that does not work. So we are right now in the world Well, today would be November 14th, so we're looking at the Forex right now. These are your fast movers, the usuals that we get, the South African Rand, the Turkish Lira, the Huff, and then the Norwegian Kroner. These are, from what I'm seeing, more defensive plays than anything else. Here's the volumes, all that fun stuff. And the bottom here, we have, as I said, the alerts. The alerts are really important because this is what screams at you as opportunity. Now, there's a lot of entries here. You can see there's almost 3,000. I'm going to be filtering out all that crap that's not needed really, but I'm just doing it for initially as testing purposes. But I will tell you as a hint, what we do like to see are Marabuzu candle patterns, because those work really, really well. And here's the exact times that we can track and the pairs on this. So we have our candlesticks on the USD CNH, which is a Chinese, Euro, Swedish Krone. Again, we had another Marabuzu. Again, here roughly at 8:30. We also had one here at 12:30 a.m. We had the INR one at 12:30 and the Huff at 47, 12:47. So let's check out the performance on these things. Well, the one that we know looks pretty good is the Huff here, the USD, and you can clearly see that this is definitely up. So let me just show you what I mean here is it's up 2.11%. So the question is that a signal to say this is going to go up? But here's the problem, and I keep going on about this, is the volume blows donkey balls because it's too low. So again, this is all experimentation, but theoretically, this is something I'd like to verify. So we have all these Marabuzus. We've got the CNH USD against the CNH. Was it USD against the CNH, US against INR, and then the USD, Euro and the Swiss Krone, or Switzerland, Swedish Krone. So if I go into my ranking here, let me just see what happened here. So again, all of this is all updated, so I can easily figure out what's been going on. So if I go to USD CNH, we can clearly see here, it doesn't tell me a lot here, but what I can do is I can do a Google search, and let me just do an Awanda USD CNH, see how that's been doing for the last hour. The live rate, hopefully they'll give us a chart here as well. So we want a chart. Let me just see here. If I go into, see if I can do it this way. Let's see, CNH. You can see here we had a big move. Okay, so today is 348. So we had a big move here. That's pretty good. Wow, I gotta say this really blows. I don't know. Let me. I know where to go. Is trading. Trading. Trader View. .com. Okay, so we'll do it this way. Okay, so we are looking for USD CNH, and they also CNH. Okay, so right here, this is provided by OAND as well. So this is more useful for us. So here, so let's try to get a one-day move here. So, so 12 o'clock, 6 a.m., it did go up. Not much, but it did go up. So around, we want 22.59. So in around here, there was a signal for it to go up. And I would probably say that's the peak right there after that time of 22.40. So let's see if that's a case. So let's match those times up with the alerts. Okay, so we want the Marabuzu of, okay, here. So we have two, okay, so we have two, one at 8:38 this morning. So let me just check that. So that would have been somewhere in around here. Marabuzu did, but you could say all the other ones as well. But this is why I like Marabuzu, because this is a classic reversal candle pattern. And you can see it's roughly seems to be kind of reliable. Not the timing is not exact, so that's at 23 of that 23 was at that time, or I'm going to say 21. So when you factor in that time at 23, so CNH, Marabuzu, yeah, that's pretty close. So that time is pretty accurate on that Marabuzu, okay? So I will give that, and then we had the 8:38. So let's see here, 8:38, somewhere in around here, and it went up a little bit. Yeah, so far so good. So let's try out the next Marabuzu. Let's see what else. Okay, so we had a candlestick bearish INR, but that is bearish. So, okay, why don't we look at this one, the Huff, USD Huff, at 15:19. So that's going to be roughly an hour ago. USD Huff. Let's see how this worked out. So again, we want the 1 day. Strong buy. Let's do the 1 day. Thank you. Okay, so we're looking at roughly 15:19. And what do you know? It's definitely looks good, because that had a nice ride up. So that is another one that seems to be pretty reliable. Marabuzu. For the Huff, and we're looking for this was a bearish signal. So we're going to look for the reverse. That's the INR on the rupee. So let's check that out. USD INR. Okay. So let me just check the time on that. USD INR. 12:30 a.m. Okay. 12:30 a.m. Let's get the one day chart. Where are you? Thank you very much. So the one day chart, 12, so it'd be roughly 20. So we want, it was at somewhere in here, 18. Well, I can clearly see it's already working. 23, 20, 19, 21, 22, 23. So roughly in here, and it did flag in around here. It did rise a little bit and it did come down. So that, again, that Marabuzu is pretty accurate. That's pretty accurate. So that's the beauty of these patterns. All the other ones, I will say, are kind of, they're just everywhere. Ones on the, I mean, you got over 2,000. That's a pretty crazy amount, and shouldn't be at this point. It's too many to really be of any use. The candlesticks are very useful. If I do a head and shoulder, let's see. Some head and shoulders were identified. How many? So quite a few. Okay. Yeah, it helps to have the pair listed there as a bug. But for sure, I just wanted to show you that the Marabuzu does seem to work nice. Okay, so when you look at the alerts for the CFDs here, here's your top performers. Not very many of them. The only ones are famous ratio of the silver-gold or gold-silver. I verified that through the news. That's the only thing, because everything else is getting crushed. And when you look at the same concept, do we have Marabuzu? Nothing. Okay, even on the bearish or bullish side, so I wouldn't be putting too much attention on that. I'll come back with a report on the cryptocurrencies as well. But Marabuzu seems to work pretty good. That's the best that I've seen so far on calls. And then obviously I wanted to show as well that you can get further details, not just looking at the ranking of stuff for everything that I put in here, where's my ranking? Right here. Okay. You get everything through that one view or that one table. You can go into reports, if I can find it. Where are you? That's right here. Right here. So you just fill out some detail information. And what will happen is, if you want detailed reports, I've shown these reports lots of times. You just fill in your details here, name and email. It'll be emailed out to you. And I have the same thing with the CFD as well. So you can get very, very detailed level of analysis through these Word documents, and plus also the ranking of the spreadsheet as well. So that's all inclusive as part of the service. It's very powerful, and it's fully detailed. But I'm going to be tracking these Marabuzu candles because, as I said, they seem to work really, really good. And right now, Forex Marabuzus I'd be looking for. As you can tell, for the ones I showed you here, which was the USD China yuan, I believe, and the short on the INR and the rupee. And oh, I forgot to look at one other one. My apologies here. So let me. I think we had the euro. This one here, the Euro SECK, the Swedish. So that's as I'm starting to think these are classic defensive plays as the market starts to melt down. So let me get the time on that. So that was a 12:27, just after midnight. That's a bullish. Yeah. Oh no, that's a bearish. It's good to know these things. So again, let me just pull up the 1D. 1 day. I wish I caught that move. That'd been awesome. Let's see here. So 18, is this the 1 day? Yeah, it's the 1 day. Hold on. I'd be laughing if that was a bullish. So here it's saying euros, Swedish krone, here. it kind of did go down, but it's just after 7 o'clock. It just took off. So, that one kind of did work, but you would have gotten killed if you hung on to that trade after roughly 7 a.m. and you would have been slaughtered on that short if you did take that. So, that one I'm not sure on, but you could probably find something else to cross-reference it. Let me just see what that, if there was any alerts coming out of that. So we want the, is this my Forex? No, we want Forex. So let's see what kind of alerts we got at around that time to, that's a huge swing. SEK. Bullish Gartley, 11:13, 23:58. 23:58. So if I look at that, November 23, so that would have been 23:58. Now, yeah, see here, just in there, it's accurate, but it took a while, it took a couple hours for this trade, this opportunity. Look at that. So this is the only two alerts that we got for the Euro Swedish krone. Gartley found bullish at 23:58. 8 hours later, it took off like a bat out of hell. That's quite the move. But I think that might be luck. But I would still try to, I mean, out of three calls for the Marabuzu, I think we had two out of three that looked good on the Huff, the INR. Oh, hang on. I forgot to check this one out. So that's at 15:19. Did I check this one out? USD Huff. That's like 45 minutes ago. USD Huff. USD Huff. Okay, so that's still from Oanda, I believe. USD Huff. Let's see. So that was at 15. So we want the 1 day. Okay, so we want 15. So I'm going to estimate 15. Somewhere in here. Let me just get the exact time. This looks like it was correct as well. USD Huff at, I'm sorry. We want this time right here at 12:47. So that would be... just after midnight, around 1 in the morning. So that'd be about, okay. So in around here, it did go up. From here, roughly at 45 all the way up to here. So that's not bad. That's another decent call. So these work. Let me just put it this way. The theory still holds. 3 out of 4 calls. It's not too bad in the world of Forex for these patterns. At least the Marabuzo candle. CFD, I'm going to try to figure that out. Just pull up these charts again. So right now, yeah, this does not look good, these markets. Everything, just globally, everything's kind of down. But let me just see what kind of alerts we got for the XAU, because this one's the only one that's worth looking at right now. XAU, let's see what kind of alerts we got for this. This is a CFD. This is the only instrument that's worth looking at. Let's see here. So bearish, bullish, 339, bullish. Oh, and then it went bearish at 339. Let's see what other signals we've got. Bearish, all at 339. So something's up at 339. It's screaming something here. But these harmonics, let me just see what's going on. I'm just curious to see what went down on this particular time. XAU, XAG. So that's gold-silver ratio thing. Okay, so we are looking at for 339. So what happened at 339? So 330. So roughly it kind of took off a little bit, but it took off again. Wow. That's a pretty wild ride. But it is kind of been up. All right. So that's the only thing that's worth talking about in the world of CFDs, where everything else has kind of been crushed. But at the end of the day, I just wanted to show you these alerts and how I'm going to use these for now, and confirm some theories on these as well. But I'll keep them up here as for now, all the hundreds and thousands of them, just to do some further analysis. I'm not sure if this will all be up, but at least you can walk away with Marabuzo. It seems to work pretty good. We shall talk to you later.